Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Can we? I'm just going to read this one verse right here, so let's read it aloud together.
What shall we say then to these things?
If God be for us, who can be against us? Let's say that last phrase together again, real loud.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
I want to preach from that tonight. If God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hand up toward heaven tonight and just ask the Lord to have His way? Lord, thank You for the privilege to be in Your house tonight and everyone that's here. Lord, as I go to Your Word tonight, as we go to Your Word, speak to our hearts. If God be for us, who can be against us? God, You know every battle that's being fought tonight. Help us to gain strength from Your Word. Thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach tonight on this very familiar. I know that I kind of like to come in here on Wednesday night and dig down a little bit because it seems like, you know, Sunday mornings a lot of times are reaching out, you know, to different ones and trying to reach the lost. Thank God that a lot of times it's that way, not in every case, but the Lord, I want the Lord to lead us every service. Praise God. And then sometimes seems like we come in here on Wednesday night and I just want to dig down a little bit for some reason, you know. But tonight, I'm just going to jump in the water. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise God. If God's on our side, amen, who could ever win a battle against us? That's what the Bible says right here in this scripture, and it is just plain and simple. I want to be on God's side. I want God to fight for me. Hallelujah. The power of Almighty God, the greatness of God. God controls men that make the decisions. God controls the judge that has it in His hand. Before He slams it down, God's the one that gave Him the breath and gives it to Him. God controls, amen, the governments. Hallelujah. And everything that they do, God allows them to do it. Hallelujah. God is bigger than any army. And He gives them the life to even make the decision to do something militarily. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah tonight. Can you think about that? Going in before a judge and scared to death. Going in before a jury, you know, scared to death. God is the one that gives men and women even the power to think. Hallelujah. Now I know that everything may not always go our way, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If God be for us, who can be against us? It's not even a match. It's not even close to being fair. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God. I want to preach tonight. Amen. The Bible says, if God be for us. You know that God is for us tonight. God is for you tonight. I want to have confidence in God and be secure in God. I think about a time, amen, in my life where I was in a courtroom. And I remember the district attorney making some comment to me when I come out, you know, about somehow, you know, that because, you know, she was there and kind of on my side, I guess you could say. And she made some comment saying, well, there ain't even no reason for me to be here. Praise God, said, you got the judge on your side. I never seen that judge in my whole life, Brother Wayne. Never even laid eyes on him. Didn't know his name, even though he was right there in Longview. Never even knew he existed. Hallelujah. And I thought, I've got somebody a lot bigger than that judge sitting there in that black robe. Hallelujah. If God be for us, thank God, who can be against us? Amen. The Bible said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. He didn't say they wouldn't rail. He said they wouldn't prevail against the church. He didn't say they wouldn't fight. Amen. But he said that they would not win. In Jeremiah chapter 1, it's back there on the back wall. And verse number 19, it said, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. The same God that brought Goliath down is with me. The same God that brought the Red Sea and split it in half and the people walked across on dry ground is with us. The same God is for us that shut the mouths of hungry lions. Amen. That would eat a man and tear him apart. That's why they was there. Amen. Was they fed their enemies to those lions. When they threw a man in that den of lions, amen, they would tear him apart before they ever hit the ground. But the Bible said that Daniel said he had seen his angel and shut the lion's mouth. I know we've talked about, amen, and they wrote songs about it. Said Daniel, amen, used the lions for a pillow. Amen. Talking about the Daniel just petting those lions. I don't know what he did in there that night. But I know one thing, not one lion, not one hungry lion touched that man of God. Why? Because God was for him. Because God was on his side. Amen. I read about a man, he said that he lost his family and lost, I think it was an accident where he lost his wife and child. But he went into the woods and became such a wild mountain man, but he had known God, and he began to seek God, and the Spirit of God began to touch him and help him and called him to preach. And the Lord told him, said, go down there and go down there to that house and pray for that sick man. That man had been sick for a long time. He come down there and he crossed in that field. There's a wild bull in that. Y'all might have read about it where a wild bull in that fence and people was watching. He walked out and that bull come right out to him. He just started petting that bull and told him to go away. And that old bull just walked away. They said, wait a minute, something's not right here. He come in there and said, God told me to pray for you and God was going to heal you. Amen. And God used that man in a lot of ways. But I want to tell you something. If God's for you, who can be against you? Amen. God's for you, who can be against you? Amen. And that's exactly what I want to preach on tonight. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's exactly what the Bible says. And I need the Lord to help me tonight. Amen. I need the Lord to speak to us tonight from His Word. Hallelujah. What shall we say then to these things? What are we going to say to all these things that are against us? What are we going to say to all these things we're praying about? What are we going to say to all these things that come against us in our home, in our family, and in our life? Amen. He gives us the answer right here. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Bible tells us that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You know, there's a lot of people that can help you do a lot of things. There's a lot of people who have talents. There's a lot of people who have abilities, and I thank God for them. Amen. But when the Lord, the maker, hallelujah, the maker of heaven and earth, the healer, the maker of our bodies, the maker of our soul. Amen. If the Lord is our helper, so that we may boldly say, hallelujah, standing right in the face of the enemy, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You know, we'll find ourselves in situations, amen, and the anticipation of how it's going to turn out, amen, just about does more damage to us than if it just went bad. And we immediately found out just that mental strain and that mental grind that tears us down. What's going to happen? What if this happens? And what if that happens? Or what if this takes place? Or what if that takes place? Amen. But I'm talking about confidence in God tonight, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. God wants to help us tonight. So I want to talk to us about two things. And first off, I can't get this off my mind. We didn't sing it tonight. Amen. But today it was going over and over in my mind. Now I want to talk to us first about is what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. The writer said, if God be for us, who can be against us? And so the first thing I want to talk about tonight is what a friend we have in Jesus. And then the second thing I want to talk to us about is confidence in God. I don't know what page that is in the song book. If somebody could get that, let's see if we can find the page. What a friend. I actually don't know the page number to that one. We don't sing it enough, I guess. Amen. But I know that we know the song. It's on 341, so I might preach out of the song book for a little while. If y'all want to turn with me. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Page 341, if y'all like to turn with me there. Praise God. What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm preaching tonight on if God be for us, who can be against us? Wouldn't it be great if you had a friend, amen, in every courtroom you ever went to? Hallelujah. And he was friends with the most important person in that courtroom. I'm telling you, I do have a friend, hallelujah, who has the power greater than anybody can ever imagine. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Verse number 2, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Don't wave your hand at me tonight, but these are questions. Is there trouble anywhere in your life? We should never be discouraged. Why? Because if God be for us, who can be against us? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, steal our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. My, this songwriter wrote some good words right here. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we don't realize if God be for us, who can be against us? Why do we worry when we know God's on our side? Why do we stress out when we know that God is for us? Hallelujah. It says, amen. Can we find a friend so faithful? Will you ever find a friend as faithful as God? Will you ever find a friend as faithful as Jesus? The Bible said, amen, a man that hath friends, amen, must show himself friendly. But, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Have you lost a friend? Have you lost somebody you thought was your friend and you found out they wasn't? I want to preach to you tonight. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. I'm thankful tonight that God's on your side. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. But I come to preach to you tonight. If the Lord would help me. Old Past Tabernacle. Amen. You might be tired. You might be weak. You might be wore out. You might be discouraged. You might be sick. You might be broke. You might be busted. Amen. You might be facing the greatest trial of your life. But if God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. Who can fight against the child of God when the child of God, amen, is holding hands with God himself? The psalmist said in Psalms 27 and verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. I'm talking about if God be for us. Can you say that again? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now I want to tell y'all tonight, amen, I didn't come just to make you shout. I didn't come to make you run the aisles. But I come to tell you something tonight. If we get a hold of it, we will be shouting and running the aisles. Hallelujah. Because when we figure out and we realize, amen, the trouble that I'm facing, God is right here with with me, and God is for me. Amen. Whom shall I be afraid? Verse 2, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. They fell down. They stumbled and fell. That reminds me of Pharaoh. When Pharaoh's army, mighty army, amen, probably the best known army in that day. Hallelujah. When they began to chase the children of Israel in the Red Sea, the Bible said that the angels came down and took their chariot wheels off. Amen. I can see an angel, amen, going down to Ace Hardware and buying a rich set. Amen. Said, what do you need these riches for? Well, amen, I need them to take chariot wheels off of Pharaoh's army. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Went down there, and here they go through the Red Sea, and the angels are spinning the wheels, spinning the nuts. Amen. Taking those bolts and nuts loose off those wheels. Amen. What was it? God was on the children of Israel's side. Amen. And God wiped out the army of the enemy. He said, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Are you facing fear and dread tonight? Are you afraid of what the final say is going to be? I want you to know tonight, if you're on God's side, amen, and if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I tell you what, the devil has to take a back seat, because he can only do what God allows him to do. I stand on the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell y'all something. There was a time that we was facing some stuff from somebody, you know, and me and Sister Bethany got to pray and said, God, amen, you can work this out, and you can divert their attention away from us. And that very night, Brother Curtis, where we was praying, amen, the main one's brother was over in Longview and got shot by the police 6 times. And the police officer shot him multiple times just shooting this guy. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Us and our little situation didn't matter no more. Amen. God, amen, turned their attention, amen, totally away from us. Now, I'm talking about the power of God. That's why it's important to be right with God. That's why it's important to live for God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you make a mistake, make it right for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Let me tell you what's going on with the psalmist. He said, a host is encamped about me. He said, the enemies are coming on and they want to eat up my flesh. He said, but God's for me. Who can be against me? He said, I'll tell you what, I got a desire. Amen. You know what my desire is? My desire that I could dwell in the house of the Lord and that I could see the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? He said, I'm not afraid. He said, though war should rise against me, I'll be confident. I'm talking about confidence in God. For he said, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle the sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. Haman was a wicked man there in Esther. You know the story. And Mordecai would not bow to that man. He took a stand and he would not bow. Somebody say, Mordecai, just go ahead and go with the flow and bow. No, I'm not going to do it. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, that Haman went before and he said, I'm not just going to kill Mordecai. He said, I'm going to kill all the Jews. You know the story. He didn't know Queen Esther was a Jew. I'm talking about, amen, he said, mine head shall be lifted up above the head of mine enemies. Mine head shall be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. You know what Haman did? He said, let's kill all the Jews on a certain day. Amen. And Esther, amen, called Haman and said, and the king said, y'all come down here to this banquet. And his heart was lifted up. Amen. And his wife said, you got all these things are going for you. And Haman said, yeah, but even though all these are going for me, I don't care as long as Haman is down, as long as Mordecai is down there. I don't care about everything else. I just want that. But I'm talking about God before us. Who can be against us? Hallelujah. Y'all know what happened. Amen. That night the king couldn't sleep. Amen. Haman's wife said, why don't you just go in and ask the king? Amen. If you can kill Mordecai. He said, I'm going to do it. The king couldn't sleep. About that time, they brought in those books that they hadn't read for a while, and they're just reading down through there. You know, amen, on such and such a date, amen, such and such happened, and such and such happened. And on such and such a date, amen, such and such ship was built, and such, you know, a car went down the road at such and such speed. And then they go another date, amen, such and such horse, amen, died, but, you know, I mean, just going through just blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, they come across something. They said, on such and such date, Mordecai was sitting down there in the gate of the king. And he heard somebody over talking. And he said, they're going to kill the king. And he sent word and he told them. He said, hey, such and such and such and such is going to happen. And they found out it was true. And they hung those boys. Amen. And the king said, hey, wait just a minute. Did we ever give Mordecai anything? Did we give him $100? Did we give him $50? Amen. Did we buy him a car or anything? Did we even buy him some jeans or a belt buckle? Did we even put his name in the paper? No, nothing happened. He said, wow, we ought to do something. About that time, amen, the morning was coming up, and there was old Haman. I'm talking about, if God be for us, who can be against us? Haman is standing out in the court. He's come in, he's going to ask if he can kill Mordecai. Amen. They said, who's out there? He said, Haman. He said, hey, Haman. He said, what should we do to the man whom the king wants to honor? Haman thought, ain't nobody want to honor more than me right here. I got to go to dinner down at Queen Esther's. Amen. I got all these things, nobody but me. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, put him on the king's own horse. Put him in the king's own clothes. And put the king's crown on his head. And he said, let the most noble man in the whole kingdom go through the streets and lead him. And said, this is what happens to the one who the king delights to honor. He said, okay, Haman. He said, go get Mordecai. Woo! And do it. I'm talking about, if God be for us, who can be against us? I want you to know something, church. This wasn't the only thing that was going on. There had been a 3-day fast. There had been some praying. There had been some believing God. Amen. And God said, I'm going to fight for them. I want you to know, when we cry out to God, God will hear us. Amen. And you know what the end of the story was? Amen. Haman was hung on his own gallows. Amen. Haman wanted to do God's children wrong, but he ended up dying on the same gallows that he built for the Jews, or for Mordecai. If God be for us, who can be against us? Esther said, if I've pleased you, what is it you want? What do you want? Esther said, if I've pleased you, come back tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. They ate all the fried chicken and potatoes that day. Amen. Got everything scarfed down. Said, what is it? What is it? I mean, this cake is so good, you can tell me anything you want. If you really give me what I want, come back tomorrow. Let me tell you something, saints. Sometimes you got to be good to people. Amen. You got to be kind to them if you want to get saved. Amen. Sometimes you got to feed them. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the fellowship hall. Thank God for the fellowship hall kitchen. Thank God, hallelujah, amen, for the outreach, the food outreach. Amen. You know how you can tell if they're Pentecostal, if they have a casserole dish under one hand and a Bible in the other. Hallelujah. But anyways, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. She said, came back the next day. He said, what is it you want? She said, it's my people. Amen. They
they want to destroy my race, my people. He said, who? She said, it's Haman right here, Haman. Amen. Oh, God, the king got so mad he went out. Haman bowed before her. The king said, oh, he's going to, amen, try some kind of, what do they call that? Amen, when they got somebody in there, you know, and they don't want to shoot them because they got somebody in there and they're afraid they'll hurt that person. What do they call that? Hostage. The king thought, man, he's going to take Esther. Thank y'all. Amen. Y'all are detectives in here tonight. Amen. Said he's going to take Esther hostage. And we ain't going to be able to do nothing to him. And the Bible said when the words was going out of his mouth, they was covering Haman's head. And they said, there's gallows built down here for Mordecai. That's not the end of the story. Do you know that Mordecai took Haman's spot? Woo! Man of God. I'm talking about a man of God. Now, I don't know if you can match him up. Amen. I've tried to look. I've tried to research. I've found very few people who said or put the two and two together. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Right there in Ezra, there's a name, Mordecai went home. Amen. Mordecai went home. I don't know if it's the same man or not, Brother Curtis. Amen. But for some reason, I'm going to tell you, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah.
Brother Harrison was talking about, he said his friend was in a court battle. He said everything was going bad for him. I mean, he said everything was just going south. And he said
that they was fixing to come back in and have the verdict. He said, we had a little recess or whatever. He said, I went out in the hallway. He said, I got to pray. He said, I got to seek. He said, the Holy Ghost came on me. He said, I started speaking in tongues. He said, people was looking at me. He said, I got so overwhelmed with the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Such a refilling of God's Spirit. He said, I actually said to myself, I don't care what happens. Hallelujah. He said, as long as I've got the Spirit of God, that's all that matters. He said, we went right back in that court. Amen. He said, one person said something, and the judge and all that said, wait a minute, we didn't know that. Said, all they said, all of a sudden, within 30 minutes of going back in, he said, the case was thrown out the court. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. If God's on your side, there's nothing, amen, that the enemy can do. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a full assurance and confidence in the midst of the storm. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. A storm. Hallelujah. A storm may come. A storm may blow. Our ship may rock. Amen. But if Jesus is in the ship ain't going under. How in the world is a ship going under when Jesus is on board? Hallelujah. Amen. That's like that. And I've told this before. I thought today, I thought, man, I've told this before. Thought, well, maybe some have already forgot that I told it. But they tell the story about that ship that was in a storm, and they could hear this girl out there like singing some lullaby. And they saw all these people were shaking and scared. And this little girl singing, you know, to her little baby doll. Somebody peeks out the door. And here's this little toddler out there with a baby doll. Just the singing on the deck. And somebody said, hey, girl, ain't you afraid? Ain't you scared? Get in here. Amen. Where's your mama? Where's your daddy? She just kept on playing with her baby. And she looked up and she said, my daddy is the captain. And he's been in the storm before. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something, child of God. Amen. Our Father is the captain. And this ain't the first storm he's ever went on. This ain't the first battle he's ever went. Amen. The old ship of Zion is sailing on. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his power. And I thank God that we can have faith in him and believe that everything is going to be all right. If God be for us, who can be against us? Assurance. The Bible said, draw near with a true heart in full assurance. I know we don't know how everything's going to turn out all the time. Amen. But if God be for us, who can be against us?
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he that is faithful that hath promised. Hallelujah. Full assurance. I got confidence. Amen. My mother-in-law sings a song, says, I've got confidence. God's going to see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me. Because I've got confidence. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. They tell another story about this storm and this ship that was on this storm, and it wrecked on this island. Amen. They had some small vessel there, and they could only get so many away. And that captain said, amen, I will go and I will come back and I will pick you up. Amen. They was wrecked on an island. Amen. That vessel sailed away. Amen. And several of the men and several of the ones could not go with them. But the captain looked every one of them in the eye and he said, I will return and get you. Amen. He's gone for weeks. Amen. It turns into months, and finally winter comes and heart begins to leave these men. He'll never come. We might as well kill ourselves. We might as well lay it all down. Amen. They said there was one man in that group who just happened to be, amen, a long time best friend of that captain, and said he would tell those men, he'd rally them up and said, I know you don't know him like I know him. He said, but I'm telling you, if he said he was going to come and get us, he's going to come and get us. I know this man. And said he was so convincing with his words. Amen. That when he did come and rescue them, finally one day there came a ship over the horizon. And he came back just like he said. All of those men told their story. I gave up time and time again. Amen. But if it wasn't for our brother here, he kept on telling me, amen, and my friend said he would come, then he's going to come. I want to tell you tonight, I know the Lord Jesus. I've been with him, hallelujah, in the prayer room. Can I get a witness? I've been with him this morning. I've known the Lord, and I know you may struggle with it at times. Amen, but I know my friend. Can I get a witness? And if he said he'd come through for you, he'll come through for you. And if he gave you a promise, you can hold on to it. Amen. And he will return again one day. He's a man of his word. I thank God sometimes we may get wrecked on an island. We may get stuck out somewhere and we feel all alone. You heard about that man that got wrecked on an island by himself, and they rescued him, and there was three buildings. They said, they rescued him. They said, what's that? He said, that's my house. He said, what's that? They said, that's my church. He said, what's that? He said, that's the church I used to go to. He's the only one on the island. God help us tonight. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. When you turn something over to God, he's going to take care of it. You give something to God, he's going to take care of it. Hallelujah. Amen. We get in the storm, but that's all right. God is with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for his grace tonight. If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm telling you, child of God, God is on your side. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 3 and verse number 4 says, well, verse 3 says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. That word means stop and think about what you just read or sang. Amen. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Think about that. Verse number 5 says, I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. It's not God's will for the devil to steal your sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want you to sleep right now, but I want you to sleep in a little while. You heard about that sister called her pastor? Amen. In the middle of the night. Amen. Pastor. Yes, sister. What do you need? Can you preach to me? He said, preach to you? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. She said, exactly. I can't sleep. But when you preach for some reason, I don't have no problem sleeping. I laid me down and slept and awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. Woo! 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Everybody's against me. Hey, if everybody against you, if God be for us, who can be against us? I think about that. It always makes me tickle. Amen. And kind of smirk a little bit when those guys said, we ain't going to eat until Paul's dead. I bet you they finally ate, you know. I bet you those guys were sneaking around at night eating for a while before they finally come on out and were just eating right in the open. Because they made a vow. That was a major thing in those days when you made a vow. You made the vow in the temple. They said, they made a vow. Said, we won't eat until Paul's dead. Praise God. God rescued him right out of it. Hallelujah. And they went down there and they said, hey, bring Paul down here. We want to question him. Amen. But hallelujah. Paul had a nephew. Thank God. He had a sister's boy that heard about it. And he went in there and told Paul, said, Paul, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you right down there. Paul said, go tell the captain. Woo! Hallelujah. I can see those guys up in the middle of the night eating crackers and potato chips and sneaking things out of the refrigerator. We were somewhere the other day and this guy, he said the lady goes to the closet and it's full of clothes. And she says, I don't have nothing to wear. Said the husband goes to the refrigerator and it's full of food and says, there's nothing to eat in here. But those guys said, we ain't going to eat nothing until Paul's dead. They ate. I guarantee you they ate. Or they died. You can only live so long. Woo! Wait just a minute before you open your mouth, sir. God is on Paul's side. There's one time they let him down for the basket. Hey, man, I've thought about that often. Let me down through a basket, man. It better be a better basket than we got in our house. I mean, but they let Paul down from the basket on the window, and he escaped at night. If God be for us, who can be against us? He said, I hear the psalmist said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. Paul was in one place, and he found out, he figured out that half of them was Pharisees and half of them was Sadducees. And he cried out and said, hey, brothers, for the resurrection of the dead, I'm coming here. And the Bible said that if the army wouldn't have come down there, the soldiers wouldn't have come down there, they'd have tore him in part. 10,000s of people, amen, that have set themselves against me, I will not be afraid. There's a place over in Scotland that is a museum, and the name of the museum is called the House of 1,000 Horrors. And they got that because there was a military coming through there years ago, and they was killing everybody in that village, killing them all, going from house to house. And they had a bunch of people in this house, and that somebody brought a goat in. And they took that goat, and they slit his throat right at the door, and the blood, and all that blood from that goat. And there was a man there with a broom, and he was sweeping the blood out from under the goat, out under the door. And when that goat was done with blood, they got another goat. Just kept, the blood was just running out in the street. And the army come there and said, look at the blood running out under this door. They've already killed them. and that house was saved. Hallelujah. And they said the reason that they call that museum the House of a Thousand Horrors is because when the people come out of there, they said we had a thousand horrors in our heart. Amen. When this was going on, but God saved them with the blood. I'm telling you, there's still salvation in the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Plead the blood. Cover your family in the blood. Amen. Fight with the blood of Jesus. Live a life for God and you'll never regret it. God's for us. Who can be against us? You're talking about ready for it. There's not even room enough to contain it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God's on your side tonight. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Well, I got this one against us, that one against us, that.
Okay, let's put them up against God. God holds the breath in their hand. I remember one guy, he's a praying in here, amen, praying that God would not let him get a divorce. He had been married for 30 some years and his wife and you know whatever, he's praying, preacher, pray that I won't get a divorce. Pray, pray. Well, they go, amen, and one of their lawyers, amen, just said, no, I ain't doing it. Said I ain't working this case, and just threw it out. Next time they get ready to go to court, the judge is sick. They show up, they say, oh, we forgot to tell you, we're not having court today because the judge is sick. Man, the judge is sick? I said, it's because we're praying and God's trying to stop this. Amen. They set another court date, come to find out one of their lawyers died. One of the lawyers that they had in the case died. Three different court dates. Amen. That God took right away from them. Why? Because the church was a-praying. Amen. And God was trying his best to turn somebody's heart around. And they still went all the way through with it. My God, help us tonight. I'm telling you, if God be for us, who can be against us? God has the power to reach right down in something and twist it all up and say, well, now you try to figure it out now. They say, we ain't got no use for this. Quit this right here. I believe with all of my heart, if you're facing something tonight, you pray about it and surrender to God, God will fix it for you. I believe it, because if God be for us, who can be against us? There ain't nobody that can be against us. There ain't a lawyer in Texas that can be against us. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about God's greater. God's bigger. God's the king. God's greater than any doctor's report. Because he's the healer. Hallelujah. Stand together with me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just lift our hands and thank God for being on our side. Thank you, Jesus, for being on my side. Help me, Lord, to stand with you, Lord. Help your people tonight. God loves you tonight. He cares about you tonight. He's greater than any decision. He's greater. He's the God. He's the God Almighty. He is God Almighty. Jehovah is His name. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Master.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, He is.
Thank you, Jesus. Sister Bethany's going to play. We'll sing. Let's just give God praise here tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the healer. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the lifter up of our head. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the one that blesses us. You can bless our job. You can bless our home. You can bless our marriage. You can bless us, Lord.
Amen.
We place it in your hands, God. You're greater than the enemies that is against us. You're greater than any need. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Do you need a friend tonight? I recommend this for you.
Oh.